Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm dying with it. Montana, you were on Lip Service so long ago.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to come back.
I even threw you on the song. I'm like, Angela Yee.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah. People were like, yeah, they fucked. I was like, it's just a, you know,
just maybe a little punchline.
I'm not going to lie, people always say that for some reason.
They're, what?
Like, because if we take a picture together, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he hit that.
Nah.
Thank you,
like
friends,
that.
For clearing that
nah.
Yeah.
Does that happen to guys, too? Like, every time you take a picture with a girl?
I ain't never getting no lip service from Angela Yee.
Okay, thank you.
On record.
Clearing that up. But does that happen to you? Like, I know for women, if we take a picture with somebody, automatically it's like, oh, yeah, you could tell.
No, you said my name on a song one time.
Yeah,
I forget it.
Yeah, you were boyfriend, I mean, you know, after that. That's because they doing something.
Yeah.
I feel like the people, they just have this fantasy that people who are on TV are doing crazy orgies all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah,
like,
but
we're just going
French
nuts.
Was.
Yeah, but they also see my catalog, too.
Exactly.
I was going to say, let's be clear, French was.
They also see me living a single life, enjoying it, so they're like.
What's the most women you've been with at a time?
One time?
Yeah.
No, like four.
Woo!
Is that overrated?
Good night.
Yeah, it's overrated. Because once you pick the best one, you forget about the rest.
That's it. You know feel what? All four pussies and it's like, God, I'm going to stay like, right here. I'm like, this one.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you pick the best one. It's like, all right, I'm going to stick here.
I'm going to stay here. Right here. This one's the sleepy one. This one's going to put me to sleep.
It's the best one.
And it kind of feel, and then I feel bad because the other two, I'd be like, yo.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's only one day.
Sorry.
I wish I was an octopus.
See y'all later.
What makes, like, if you have to pick the best one, what makes somebody the best one?
Once you put it in there, you know this is the best one. I mean, the looks, the vibe, you know what I'm saying? It's just what you're attracted to, which, you know what I mean? What your soul attracted to.
Have you ever been making faces during sex and been like, what am I doing? Why am I looking like this?
Shit, I can't even think about
like
thinking
your
about
sex faces.
I'm not gonna lie, I be thinking about my sex faces.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more of a
female
thing.
I be ragging in front of the mirror, so I know how my face looks.
Yeah. Oh, cause you watching the whole time.
I'm watching the whole time.
Now, how is it having sober sex now?
Actually, it's better.
Is it? Sober sex is amazing.
Yeah, actually, it's better because when I make drunk sex, it's like I keep fucking for hours. I don't gotta be doing that.
Yo.
Yeah, everybody, you know what I mean? And girls be like, yo, damn, like. Can you come?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that is literally. People always act like sex for a long time is so good.
It's not.
But after a while, like, shit dries up.
Mm-hmm. That's why my favorite sex is the morning after sex. Like, when you wake up right before you leave, you have sex.
Somebody's in a rush.
Yeah.
You gotta go. So you know it ain't about to be no marathon.
Y'all both sober, so it's short. You know what I'm saying? It's like a good 15 minutes.
Yeah. That good 15 minutes
right?
is good.
Right?
15
good.
Minutes.
Yeah. Angela thinks that's a long time.
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, 15 minutes is decent if you have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, what?
I think like 30 minutes is good.
I think so, too.
Yeah, like 30
how long,
minutes.
How long was it between us?
Shut up.
I feel like 30 minutes.
Montana is amazing with the lip service, just so y'all know.
30 minutes because we We need the time for the lip service. You know, I'm into oral, so we need to. I need to suck some dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to have a 69 or something need to happen, and then you can get the bucket. So
and you can't have sex during Ramadan, right?
No.
What about when the sun sets? Can you or no?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Do you have sex in the nighttime?
Not even not at all.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but it's more accepted in the nighttime, right?
Yeah, but you're not. I mean,
yeah, if you stick into it, then you stick to it.
It's not expected in no days. But it was the whole 30 holy days.
Mm-hmm. So you really do that, like you don't. Okay, and what changes for you during that time from like abstaining from everything?
What changes? What after?
Yeah, then I mean, like for you mentally, it has to.
I mean, you know, the whole purpose of Ramadan is for you to stop anything that's negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can just get your, you know, closer
to God. Is sex negative?
Yeah.
It is?
You're trading energy with people. And
What if it's all positive energy?
Yeah, I mean, it's still negative. Like, during that month, it's haram.
All right, that's fine.
Now
that you gave up these vices that you had, right, have you picked up any other vices? Because, you know, they usually say...
Became a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, and just cashing in my happy hours, you know, just staying away from negative people. More by myself than around, you know what I mean, a lot of people. I was inviting in a lot of unnecessary energy when I was getting lit.
Right.
I feel like, you know, when you get lit, you know, you just catch yourself in the middle of everything.
Yeah,
no, I feel like everything's been peaceful with you.
Yeah, very peaceful.
I'm so proud to hear that you're spending time alone more. That's nice.
I mean, I think better because, you know, sometimes everything you need is in you.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. And listen, if you can't spend time by yourself, you shouldn't be spending time with other people.
Sure. I mean, and around the important people.
Exactly.
That you need. I'm saying it's helping to lift you.
When you spend that time by yourself, you realize who's important.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And then you were saying that you also have this documentary coming out that's going to detail a lot of things about French that we have not seen before.
Yeah.
So when you were doing that, were there certain things that made you get emotional?
Yeah, hell yeah. My mother going back to Africa after 25 years.
Oh.
She cried. Everybody cried. I cried. Dre cried.
Aww.
Jay-Z hit me and said, you know.
You okay?
Eye jerker. I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, it's an emotional story.
Because
you see the whole struggle from us coming here as immigrants, getting on welfare, struggling, me almost dying, Max B going to jail for 75 years, Chinks died. My mother didn't see her family for like 25 years. And then towards the end, you see everything coming together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Zach got deported. You see more of the struggle than like a documentary where people just highlight it and they you know.
Right. You only show the good.
Yeah. Just the struggle. It's more, you know, you got to learn. You're going to take more losses than wins.
Mm. How did that inspire the new album, Montega? Because that feels a little bit more.
Yeah. It's that. Like it inspired everything because. Us pulling our pain into the music, man. I feel like that's what we grew up on. Like when you hear Adele and she do the real numbers, it's her, you know, hello.
Yeah.
it's, you know what I'm saying? It's her pain.
Now we are here at the BET Awards. I want to ask you, what type of music do you listen to? Like, what's your love-making playlist?
Miguel.
Oh, I love that.
You know, the old school vibes, Marvin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Blues and just, you know, a bunch of old school.
Are you a romantic person?
I can be.
Sometimes. Like, what's
once
romantic?
I'm like romantic?
I'm like a mirror.
What's romantic to you?
As far as what? Sex?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what do you do for a woman that's like, you know, like sweet? Like, French Montana is so sweet.
I mean, you know, flowers, things like that.
Oh,
flowers
so
are
sweet.
Yeah, bag, Birkin bag.
It's the thoughtfulness.
I like, that's the sweetest.
Yeah, that's really sweet. It's the thoughtful things, right?
That ice you out, you know. Take you on trips, vacation.
How a lucky girl.
How was it dating somebody who had more money than you?
You got to deal with a lot more.
What do you mean?
Because you got to deal with somebody that have a schedule. Somebody, because if they got more money than you, that means they're working more hours than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So just a lot more, you know, than somebody that's just. But then you don't want nobody that's clocking you like parole.
Right.
Right.
So you want somebody that both of y'all understand it. Y'all have an understanding. You might have more to lose than her. She might have more to lose than you. So when y'all invest in time, it's more than love. Now it's a contractual, you know what I'm saying, a bond y'all have with each other. Because look, I got all this going on for myself. You got all this going on.
Yeah,
we're taking out the time to be with each other. So you're going to respect them more.
Yeah,
I agree.
Has anybody ever tricked on you?
Yeah,
like
when
you
definitely.
Were younger?
Definitely.
What's the best gift a girl ever bought you?
It was like a $100,000 bike.
God
yes.
damn.
Nice.
Yeah.
You still got the bike?
Oh.
Well, you crashed
it. Yeah, I think Chloe had got me that.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
That's nothing. Shout out that's to nothing Coach to her. No,
right. Yeah, yeah,
Have you ever used anybody?
Nah.
You know how guys would be like, man, I need a place to stay.
Because, you know, I believe in karma. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in karma.
As you should.
You know, I've been successful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God love me. And when nobody's watching, he is.
All right. Well, Franch, I love to see the growth that you've been having throughout the
album
year.
Album is out right now, Montega.
Montega.
Hey.
Go get that.
We appreciate you. Beat to your words,
Franch. Thank you for having me.
He's one of our favorites on this
service. Yes, he is a favorite.
We got to have you back on the real episode soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, come to the studio.
I ain't been there in a minute.
You in New York,
yeah.
So.
You ready for us again? So
you ready?
Back?
He ready. Franch, stay ready.
He dropped the mic. I don't know. I'm talking to my answer right now. What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Chloe.
Hey, girl.
We got to make sure this is Chloe because she got her mask on. This could be an imposter.
Uh-huh. It's not a doppelganger, is it?
No, on, she just don't have any makeup on and she got to film a movie in Atlanta Monday morning.
We need a little
Nobody got time for makeup today.
Yep.
We need something to prove it's you.
Okay.
I think
he's
going to do a
help. Okay. You still look good, though, girl. You looking good.
Thank you.
But congratulations on your nominations,
by the way.
Well deserved. You've been working so hard, girl.
God is good.
Mm-hmm. And I love to see, like I saw you were in the Something in the Water Festival, reunited with your sis, Kelly.
Yes. Man, that was so much fun. We were watching the clips back dying laughing. Like, because we just were on stage just being ourselves. And it was just so funny seeing the moments that came out of it.
You guys are amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
And even just as individuals, like how y'all both have just continued to, like, you could come back together, but then y'all both leveled up individually.
Exactly.
You know, so it ain't like anybody's slacking. Now let's talk about Surprise.
Surprise!
So tell us about the whole process of filming that video, because it's very sexy.
So when I wrote the song, like what I love is like when we're comfortable in a relationship, that person will bring out that freaky side out of us, right? And sure. I wanted to show the romantic side of a relationship where you are able to be vulnerable and open up and, you know, had a wonderful leading man. I wasn't mad at that at all. And it was so vulnerable and raw. I didn't have to try too hard. We shot the video on film. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to bring that to life on stage tomorrow.
Have you experienced that comfortability yet?
Yes.
In real life?
Yes,
so that's where you write from a real space.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So how do you know when you get to that point? Like, what are some things that happen?
Like, for me, like, someone could be really cool and have money and, like, the glitz and shit, but I need someone who, like, pulls at my heartstrings, who's kind, who makes me laugh. I'm a Cancer, so I really just love, like, kind-hearted people. Love. I'm such a sucker for love.
Yes.
So when I feel like I'm in love, then you get hello.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right. I like when people do positive things, like, and are good to other people.
Mm-hmm. Same.
You know, a guy could win me over, like, if we're walking down the street and somebody is, like, homeless and he's like, oh, do you need some food?
That I love. Mm-hmm. Or if like, I have a little bag and he'll take my bag for me so I don't have to carry it. Little things like that.
Yeah.
I know everybody's trying to holler at you right now.
Well, you know, I haven't been paying attention.
But they are.
They are.
Yeah, they're in there.
I think so.
They're in them DMs. Yes.
How do you balance all of that out with everything you have going on? Because we're in this industry where obviously you have to have relationships with people and know people and be able to communicate. But at the same time, some things can get creepy.
It is a little creepy because a lot of people talk, right? And it's like, I was homeschooled, so I never really had the high school experience. And I can't really have that experience now because I'm out there. People know who I'll be with, such and such like that. So it's a little difficult, if I'm being honest. And it's harder to decipher through who is really with you for you.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just focusing on myself. And, you know, I have friends sometimes and it's cute, fun. But at the end of the day, I got to put myself first. And that's what I'm learning.
You know, since you never went to, you were homeschooled and you didn't go to proper school like that with everybody. If you had to choose a roommate in college, not your sister, who would you pick to be your roommate?
I can't pick Hallie. It would only be Hallie.
No, cannot pick Hallie. That's
because we're just a year and a half apart.
Nope.
Who
would be a perfect roommate?
But if I know them or not?
Yes, if you know them or not.
Then they got to be my age?
No.
Anybody. My godmom?
That's cheating.
Okay. Oh, my co-star on this movie I'm doing right now. I like her a lot.
You doing like it's a thriller?
No, it's comedy. Will Packer's doing it.
Okay.
It's like a musical thing. It's like the black version of Pitch Perfect. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. Well, yes, congratulations amazing. On that. I saw you were doing a Thriller too or something.
Yes, yes. I shot that a couple years ago. So that was fun.
So it's about to come out.
Yes.
Ain't it crazy when you have so much going on, things are coming out years later?
God is good, man.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it all the time?
All the time.
Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you. So good to see you.
Thank you so much.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Thomas Mackey.
Jabari Wright.
And I'm Jesse Smollett.
Well, welcome, first of all. This is the largest group we've had on Lip Service here at the BET Awards. Yes. So.
We're making history.
I know.
With Lip Service.
And I know you flew in earlier just to be able to come.
Yeah. I flew in last night from Mexico. I was in Mexico with my family for my 40th birthday.
Damn, I saw you. I saw your last days of your 30s. You were celebrating.
That's right.
Does 40 feel different?
40 feels like there's a lot less fucks to give.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Instantly. Yes. Instantly.
Well, hopefully that doesn't have anything to do with your sex drive.
Oh, baby, no. Yes. Nothing.
I got a lot less fucks.
Oh, no. There's more.
Listen, I've been 40 now for 3 years.
Ooh.
I just turned 43 a month ago, and my sex drive is amazing. Andy.
It's
way better now.
First of all, 43 obviously ain't old. You just don't look 43. So congratulations. 43. Moisturization
you.
Nation.
Hello.
That's right.
Well,
that's
the oldest out of all of us.
Were?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
No,
he can't both be the oldest.
He's not.
You got to talk into the mic. All right, so let's introduce why we're here, though, because you do have a new movie that I think you wrote, directed, and produced.
I co-wrote with the great James Earl Hardy. It's based on the 1994 novel that James Earl Hardy wrote called B-Boy Blues. And I co-wrote it with him. I produced it. I financed it. I directed it. And we have these amazing young actors who are here, along with, you know, Brandi Evans from P-Valley.
Who was on Lip Service just a couple weeks ago. We love her.
Queen Lettucey, Heather B., Broderick Hunter. Just, you know, Timothy Richardson is our lead as Mitchell, along with Mackie, who plays Raheem. It's just a really, really wonderful and special, special team.
Okay, so... just because I haven't seen it yet, so you guys are dating on there. Right?
No.
That's my friend.
They're playing
that's your
no.
friend? Okay.
That's my brother.
I don't know.
That's
I thought it was like friend. A journalist or something like that from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's Mitchell. Mitchell is a journalist.
Okay. Why y'all say no like that?
Oh, because their characters are so not that. Their characters are absolutely like best friends, like brothers. He's the lead along with Timothy Richardson, who plays his love interest, Mitchell.
Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, up in Harlem.
Okay, up in Harlem, but you were the one from Brooklyn in there.
Yeah.
How do you research that? Because you know I'm from Brooklyn, I got to see if this is accurate.
You said how did I research that?
Yeah.
Well, no, Mackie's character is from Harlem, Mitchell's character is from Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm really from New York.
You asked the wrong one.
I know, I'm sorry. I just know the whole theme of it, so, because I'm from Brooklyn, so you know, I'm very particular.
Yeah, he's from Bed-Stuy.
That's so where I live.
But I've been in New York so much, like I'm in New York often, and I understand the lingo and the language there.
Okay.
I'm originally from Jersey.
Okay.
So, South Jersey. It's like, I'm down in Brisbane, Cumberland County. It's down there in the
I'm
bottom.
I'm from Philly, okay. So not too far from there.
So, Jesse, I was saying it's good to see you back. I saw your interview with Sway, which I thought was great.
Thank you.
To see you doing stuff. I know you took a little, seat back for a while because I'm sure it was a lot going on and you were like, let me just...
Was that a lot going on?
I mean, we had a conversation about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we did.
But no, I'm glad because I feel like sometimes people tend to, fall back completely, but it's like... I'm glad that you're diving back in.
Thank you. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's always going to be, you know, falling back publicly is different than falling back creatively.
Right.
I never fell back creatively. There was always space to create. There was always, I keep saying this, you know, during that horrendous time, everything that I auditioned for was taken away. But everything that I created myself still kept going. And that's why it's so important for people to know to create, because, you know, even in those moments where if the whole world ain't messing with you, you still can create. You can still, you know, be creative and do what you do, because that's when you'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Is when you're not allowed to create. Putting it out, sure, you'll find a time when you're able to put it out, but you must continue to create. And I wouldn't know what to do other than do that.
And it's good that there's so many platforms now, too, so that if one person says no, you know, you take it somewhere else.
And you know what's interesting? We didn't take this film anywhere except BET Plus.
Right.
I was so specific and so very, very adamant about where it had to go. And thank goodness that Mona Scott Young came on board when she did, because she really took us to the finish line and took us to be, that's what I said. I was like, this film was made for us and by us, and I want it to be with us. And I'm in a position now where I'm able to go where I want to go, which is such a huge blessing. But most importantly, I want to be able to go where the love is, you know, and BET Plus showed us so much love and really has supported the film. So we're just really, really grateful.
And they have great programming.
They do.
By the way.
They do. They really, really do.
All right. Well, since you wanted to do a raffle, you can be first. Hey.
Come on. Pick a question.
Pick your question. You can't.
Don't try to beat.
You got this.
Pick it for me.
Uh-oh.
I'll pick it for you. This one's good.
Read it out loud.
This one's so good.
Into the mic, read it.
If I was an animal, my mating call would sound like, yep.
That's a terrible mating call. What about yours, Jesse?
Did I get last though?
What?
Okay. I mean, we answered.
No, you did. Yeah. That's a terrible mating call. I picture you wearing Tim's.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, but.
So, yeah.
He is wearing Tim's.
Yeah. Yes.
He's authentic. Yes.
That's very authentic for who you are.
Okay.
Sure.
Born and raised. All right, let me see.
Let's see. Look, he's not scared to pick his own.
That time I got caught having sex.
Ooh, you got caught having sex?
Okay, so.
Oh, shit.
So I got caught having sex downtown Philly. Oh. You know when you downtown and you on somebody's property and you go down the steps? Mm-hmm. They got the basement apartment?
Mm-hmm.
I got caught
in
front
stairway.
Of an old lady house in the
down
basement
in those states?
Downstairs.
Ooh. Is that trespassing?
It is. It was,
was
a party.
It,
it was a party. It was a party of the block.
It better have been summertime. Because it's too cold in Philly to be doing that in the winter.
Yeah, okay. It was.
Did you get to finish?
Nah, we didn't get to finish. She came.
So who
first,
you, the
her
old
cat,
lady?
Her cat came to the window.
The cat caught them.
And then when her cat, she came, and then we like hauled ass. We had to get out of
there. Oh, shit.
Sorry to hear that. Did you get blue
sorry
balls?
Sorry to the old lady.
You know, nah.
Have you ever had blue balls?
Yeah, blue balls is the worst.
It's a real thing, right?
It's the worst.
Look.
It is. Okay. That could be the next movie, Blue Balls.
That's the next movie, Blue Balls.
Blue Balls.
We need like a Blue Balls documentary.
We'll be waiting.
Yes. Produced, directed, and written by Angela Yee.
What about you, Jesse? You ever got caught having sex?
I have.
Where were you?
I have got caught having sex. There's a period after that. I ain't got to tell that.
No,
I'm good.
Your reaction was like this. Oh.
I was like, oh.
All right, listen. Well, like, now it's your
why
turn.
I got to...
Come on, director, writer, producer.
Financier.
Hello. Financier.
The time I decided last minute not to have sex?
Ooh. Why would somebody, why would
someone
you change
right.
your mind at the last minute?
I wouldn't.
Never? Like
text?
Wait, I don't know. I fully understand the question. Sorry.
Maybe something didn't smell right. Maybe you saw a bump.
Nah.
Got a ball.
Oh, damn.
Maybe there was a manscaping situation.
You know, I'm always going to stand up close enough to you to smell your breath. So
okay.
If your breath is on point, usually everything else should be on point.
Unless you
like,
been
are people
out all
like
day?
Flossing and brushing and doing all that type of stuff and they ass just stink?
She like, nah.
No, that's insane because that one time I decided not to have sex is because the guy's breath was bad.
Nah, that can't happen.
Yeah.
You know what also? Smell their feet. I mean, what?
No, yes.
That's the worst. When they take their shoes off.
Yeah.
Especially if they wear Tim's all day.
Oh, you know what? I do have a story about basketball. One time I went over to this dude's house and... One time I went over to homeboy's house and he knew I was coming over for that reason and his breath stank.
Oh.
So it didn't happen, but it's not like we started and then I was like, oh no. It was just like, okay. All right.
Well,
good to see you. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Certain breast stink is like a cavity or it's like I ate something bad.
Well, you need to go to the dentist, baby.
Now, do you tell somebody or do you just let it, or you just...
If I really care about someone, then yeah, but I didn't...
You didn't care about
it. I didn't say anything at that moment. But if I care about you, like if we're together, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't want somebody, you know, like if I don't smell right, I want somebody to tell me. If I got something in my teeth or something.
No, you smell good.
Thank you.
Did you smell?
I had to check before I said anything. Anyway, I do want to thank you for stopping by.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
So everybody, make sure you check out B-Boy Blues.
Make sure
that's
you
right.
check that out.
And What else is on the horizon too after that?
There's music coming from me. There's music coming from the film. I'm directing my second film in November in Atlanta, and it's a holiday film.
I love a good holiday film.
Yeah. Oh. And this is a good holiday film.
You like so a choir too.
Yeah, I love it. It's going to be amazing. So, and just pushing forward, you know, just trying to build my company and continue to do films and television projects and be able to usher in new, you know, brilliant actors, you know, that look like us to represent our stories. You know, that's really just where my heart is right now. It's where my head is, and that's where my creativity is.
All right. Well, I'll follow up with you on the Blue Balls thing.
You already know.
Okay.
And I'm trying to go to your congratulations on your shop also.
Your
coffee shop. That
Thank
is so
you.
Amazing.
Right.
I love people who do not stay the same and push it. So I respect that. So respect to all of y'all, really.
Thank you. And I appreciate you, Jesse. I'm glad that like you came by to say what's up.
Always. You ain't never been shady to me.
I haven't.
Some of them other raggedy mofos have, but you know.
Well, thank you guys so much and congratulations.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Where are you looking?
That's just for us. Yeah. Herb, introduce
yourself. Shout out my stylist, Corday.
Oh, you're looking good in your
Hugo Boss.
And your Hugo Boss.
Okay.
You looking like an old mobster that retired and moved to
like
Miami.
Like an old mobster that retired that moved to Miami.
Wow. And Mason, do you want to introduce your guest?
This is my guy, just so y'all don't know.
What's up?
My man Mason Douglas. He's gonna be starring in my new movie, Tales Presents, We Made It in America. And we have a TV series called Double Threat that will introduce him as well.
Nice. Damn, you got so much going on all the time.
All the time.
In addition to that, you're doing the Supreme Team movie too, right?
You better recognize.
So there's a documentary, but then you're doing the actual, like, tell me how that works.
Nas did the documentary. Okay. Shout out to Nas. I got the movie. The movie, I have a deal with Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. I also have, it's a joint co-production with me and Todd Phillips and Bradley Cooper. They have their production company's called Joint Effort. Mine's is Visionary Ideas, so we're co-producing it together. Nick Cassavetes is looking like he'll direct. Chris Brancato did the writing. Chris Brancato did like Narcos, Godfather of Harlem. It's all A-list shit.
Okay.
Nice.
Michael B. Jordan, he's not locked in yet, but I had a great conversation. I want him to play the role of Prince. I told Michael B., I said, yo, dog, Prince is a psychotic maniac killer. This is going to be a great role for you.
It's a different role for him.
Very different.
Like, yo, you got to pull up. And he loved it. The energy was there.
Well, hopefully he'll be down and you can lock him in.
Oh, yeah. He said he's down.
Yeah.
Now, what about this Murder, Inc. movie? How much input do you have in that? Is that like...
All the input is
okay,
me.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
But we're talking about why I'm here is the documentary.
Right.
So it's called The Murder, Inc. Story, August 9th, only on Black Entertainment Television.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Only on BET at 9 p.m. And it's good, y'all.
Okay.
And since I'm on lip service, I said what y'all want to talk about.
Did you tell all your shit, though?
The truth was told. But not hit. You know what I love about it?
What?
The truth was told, not by me, but by all the artists.
Okay. Yeah. So you got all the artists on there?
Except one.
Who?
Come on, Angela.
What?
Come on, Angela.
Who didn't do it?
Come on, Angela.
Okay, so Ashanti.
Take a wild guess. Yes.
Okay,
so Ashanti.
We tried like five different times to get her. She turned down. I tried to get Momager. Uh-huh. Turned it down.
Okay.
Shea. Someone to have a voice to speak on her behalf.
Right.
Because.
You need that.
A lot of, you know, they spoke their truths. And they was like, you know, they was in a relationship and Irv was running around with, oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Irv was focusing on her and kind of slighted us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't say they was wrong.
Right.
Right. So let me ask you this. Did your wife speak on there, your ex-wife?
She didn't want to do it either.
Oh, wow.
But we have clips with her.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm sure her perspective is interesting.
Her perspective is very interesting. But what people will find out with the doc, Deb had nothing to do with me and Ashanti.
Right.
It was this other chick from Houston.
Oh, God.
What?
She caught me fucking. She caught. It's in the doc, so I didn't think.
You're on lip service. Spill it.
Right. I was shooting I Cry video in Baltimore. where Mason is from, right? Yeah. So I was shooting I Cry video.
I cry, and, we cry.
And Deb, being the investigative motherfucker jam. That she is, she came down, showed her ID, and got the key to my room.
Oh.
Thank the good Lord I had the latch on.
Oh,
mm.
shit.
But with her opening up the door and the latch, she knows I'm in there.
Right.
So
someone's in there.
Right. So basically, I'm looking through the peephole. The chick is butt naked under the bed. You can't make this up.
Wow.
Scared to death. She's like, who's that? I said, oh, shit, it's my wife. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So she's under the bed, butt ass naked. I'm looking through the peephole. Deb is banging, causing a ruckus, so the police come.
You don't want her to get arrested.
Nah, when the police come, I open the door. Take your fucking hands off of her. They looked at me. They backed up, took their hands off of Deb. She snuffs the living shit out of
me. Oh, shit.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Right.
Well deserved snuff. Now, if you know anything about domestic violence, it doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. You just struck. Me in front of a cop.
In front of the police.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They put the cuffs on her.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So me and Preem was still home. Me and Preem go get her. And, you know, but that was the end of me and Deb. It was not Ashanti.
You know, got her locked up.
Wow.
It was fucked up.
Wow.
I don't feel bad for Deb, though.
You know what, though? You guys
Deb got paid.
Yeah, but you know what?
I wasn't one of those deadbeat dads that you hear that, oh, Deb got millions off of me.
But let's be real. She was with you before the money.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about that for her.
I think it worked out great for her.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
The round the way girl from the hood ended up with millions in a $2.5 million home.
But her heart got broken and you can't put a price on that.
That's true.
Come on, Irv.
You'll be all right.
Did she get to keep all her gifts?
Just imagine this. Deb had a daughter, Angie, my daughter, right? Before that nigga went to jail or whatever. I came in. That nigga didn't come around no more. Mm-hmm. I raised her daughter.
Right?
But just saying that, it could have played out different for her life. That nigga would have came. What do niggas who come home from jail do?
Mm.
They go to their baby mama's house and fuck them.
Yup.
And they not pulling out. So now here comes baby mama, baby number two.
First of all, you got to stop.
It could have went that way.
I could tell you write movies and scripts for a living because you made up a whole entire scenario that
full
did not
details.
Happen. Okay?
Full details.
Literally, always.
It could have.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what about all like the Molly and drugs? Is all that in there too?
It was weird watching it with my mom.
Oh, El Diablo.
Oh,
El Diablo.
It was weird watching it with my mom.
Yeah, because my mom she doesn't like drugs.
Yeah.
So when that part came, she was like, what is everyone talking about?
I don't know, mom.
Niggas went in. Aww. Like, Leo.
Yeah.
First of all, I got Jay. I got Nas. Niggas did my, like, I got niggas in my shit.
Yeah.
That don't do shit.
Right.
Charlamagne's in it.
Okay.
Charlamagne. And I like, because he comes from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the 50 shit, like, he says it. He says, yo, 50 hurt them niggas.
Right, shit.
He kept it real.
Yeah.
He kept it real. But he also was like, he heard them, but they was talking about clapback. And they was like, when clapback came out, niggas didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But they kind of appreciate it now.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And he spoke to that. But with Deb, it worked out good with Deb. And the drugs,
good.
My mom, I was just like, they're bugging, mom.
Did you ever have a really terrible experience during that time while you was on drugs? I know sometimes it makes you not be able to perform in the bed.
Nah, that didn't. That, it was the opposite for me.
You couldn't stop?
I was a superhero.
You made him a superhero.
Yeah. The first experience, since we're on lip service, and then here at lip service, we talk about fucking.
Everything.
Yes, we
do. We talk about
fucking. Okay, so let me give you my first experience. Give you the whole ecstasy story. I rented a fucking big mansion to make Rule 336. This is when Murder, Inc. got introduced to ecstasy. I didn't do it, but all my niggas. And they was like, they're trying to silence young Malcolm. But listen, so all my niggas was doing it. So every night at the house, it'll be 6-7 in the morning.
Everybody's up.
Every room. So all my niggas like, Gotti,
you gotta
makes
try
you
this.
An animal.
You gotta try
it. I was curious. A girl from the Between Me and You video.
Okay.
I had to go
Every
to Canada.
Little thing that we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to Canada
Crazy.
To do some shit with my nigga X.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yo, come to Canada with me. She was like, have you ever done ecstasy? I said, nah, but I heard about it. She said, let's do some X and fuck.
Okay.
To which I developed the theory. A bad bitch could get a nigga to do anything as long as they say
and
fuck at the end. She would have said, yo, Yo, let's do some heroin and fuck.
Okay.
Oh, thank gosh you didn't say that.
We're glad you didn't say that.
So, boom. We start fucking. We do it at around 11. We start fucking around 11:45. We're like, you feel? I'm like, yeah, I feel it. We don't come up for breath. It's 4:30.
Wow. Exactly. Sounds like an ecstasy night.
Sounds like a great time.
This is my first experience. Wow. So then after that,
you were hooked.
She's like, it ain't over. She's like, let's do it again. Let's do some more.
Oh.
Fuck it.
Wow.
We do another pill. We don't stop fucking till like 11. I called BJ. I called Ja because they was telling me, I'm like, yo, my teeth, this shit is amazing. I didn't come.
But the thing, is it still good if you don't come?
It's amazing.
To not come, though?
But the feeling that it gives your body.
What is that called?
I'm a giver. So
when you hold your cum right at the peak.
Listen.
The edging.
She came, no exaggeration, I would never come on lip service and lie, at least 8 times.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Sounds like a good night.
She was here. Listen.
Because, you know, we be faking it.
No.
Not we.
8 times?
I've never faked an orgasm in my life.
She was like, oh, my God. And you know what happens with bad chicks? And y'all can say, so if you're fucking a guy, you fucking nut viciously. You nut viciously. You're going to want to make that fucker come, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So how a girl comes 8 times, she's going to get on top. Come on, daddy, come. Come. And you know what's going to happen?
Oh my God,
I'm going to come again. And I'm vicious. I'm going to slap the shit out of her. Around. Oh my God, I'm going to. Turn around and just...
That would make me come right there.
Exactly.
Like another one.
Most women have visions of getting demon fucked.
Oh, yeah. My God. Does there a dick ever hurt from fucking too long?
Yes. And I take it.
I don't know what
she's
guys...
She's going to dry up. But that's the ill shit. That's when you really got her.
Yeah, when you...
She done came 3-4 times and you just can't, grind into the fuck
and
out.
And the dick hurt the next day. Like, I'm sore.
Dick is sore. And it gets crusty. Her pussy's sore. But trust me, she's looking at you like, you motherfucker.
She got one tear in her eye.
And she still won it.
Oh, you got a tear. It's a wrap.
She still won it.
It's a pair on lip service. We've all been there.
Yeah. We've all been there.
We might have.
But wow. Gotti, you got to come.
Promote the... Okay. Guys, August 9th, 9 p.m.
Yes.
The murdering story.
I can't wait.
But that was a great tease.
I love this on lip service. Perfect transition. Because of this. You guys got big female. They're going to love my dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of discoveries. First, and you know why I really like it? Because it captures the true Irv Gotti.
Yeah.
True Irving Lorenzo. Starts off me and my family when I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it just lets everyone know it's for my family.
Yeah.
Talks about when my dad gets laid off, and that's what inspired me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't taking life serious until you love that part too.
No, but that's important because I feel like sometimes people do documentaries from their point of view and they leave out a lot of shit because they don't want to look bad.
Right.
But you had to talk to other people that gave their
perspective. I love the fact that you had so many people come and speak their truth for you.
Is Charlie Baltimore on there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you know, they all speak their real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the truth is, when Ashanti broke, she wanted me with her all the time. Nice. I was like her protective shit because she had a lot of stage fright. But when I did shows with her, I would make it that hip-hop energy and so live, it took the pressure off of her.
Okay. Yeah.
So then when she's like, I got to do London. It's going to be 50,000. You got to come with me.
You're going to say no?
And I loved her.
Yeah.
Which I say it.
No, you think it bothers her that you talk, it bothers her.
Know me.
Yes.
There's no front in me.
Never.
I am absolutely cool with who I am and who I become as a person. I am not afraid to say if I love somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I have no shame in that. I love that motherfucker. I'm like, yo. It was a new experience. I'm getting money with this motherfucker.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? With Bonnie and Clyde, for real. I get the whole J&B shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I experienced that.
But in retrospect, you feel like it's bad business to sleep with somebody that you're working with as an artist? Because when things go left, it can make the whole
it could fuck shit up, which is what fucked us up. But
it was worth the experience.
If I was really in love, I'm really in love.
Yeah.
Does she ever ask you stop talking about that shit?
She has. She'll say, why you gotta, when we used to talk, we don't really talk no more.
Right.
But I would be like, stop being ashamed of it.
Okay.
You ashamed of fucking with me? You didn't break me and Deb up. You didn't get a deal because you sucked my dick. Wow. Stop being ashamed of it.
They said you were heartbroken over Nelly.
I wasn't heartbroken. I'm a nigga, bro. So I'm never heartbroken. Did it? I'm not going to say it, but I tell the audience when I first found out about Nelly and Ashanti.
Okay.
It's crazy.
I have to say, though, I think it's ideal to be in a relationship where both of you guys together are making big moves.
Yeah.
I think that's ideal.
It was perfect.
Until it's not.
Until it's not, yeah.
But like, they keep telling us they're having rallies. It ain't me, okay? Listen, it's Irv. Listen,
it wasn't Nelly.
Okay.
It was the feds, yo.
Right.
Yeah, that was a lot.
When you tune in August 9th at 9 p.m. on BT, you will see. You will see.
It'll be crazy.
When the feds was raiding my crib, my brother's crib, my accountant's crib, in the offices, someone was right next to me when that was happening.
Oh.
Someone looked at me.
I can't wait.
Someone looked at me and said, what the fuck is going on? And I seen when I drove that person home, she's not riding with me.
Oh.
Wow.
That's what I make jokes. You know, she makes great records. There's no me without you. I'm like, it's just a song. Y'all.
Just a song.
Don't believe that shit.
August 9th can't get here fast enough because I want to see this shit
now.
This
sounds very juicy.
No, and I'm telling the females, Lovers of Murder Rank, is going to be just like, I deliver. So just understand. I'm saying that's why I can't wait for August 9th either. Because you see, I'm like, I want
to see. We might have to have a watch party.
Right.
That's going to be crazy. Most definitely.
Watch party, Irv.
When you watch it, I deliver.
Watch party?
Are you going to invite us to the watch party?
I don't know, yeah.
You could do more than one.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
No, but you know what it is? You know why I like this? Because I want the females.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the females is going to love it the most. Mm-hmm. When they hear me say, I love them.
Yeah.
It was like nothing I experienced. I loved it. Then they was like, you still want to be? I said, hell no. And then they was like, she looks so good still. I said, have y'all seen some of the chicks that I fucked? I'm not like overwhelmed by it.
Oh my God,
I get bad motherfuckers.
Stay with a baddie.
Thank you.
Irv, stay with a baddie.
They're going like this.
Okay, they've been doing that, Irv. But thank you. That was a great tease for the documentary.
That was great.
August 9th.
August 19th at 9 p.m.
We'll work out the release. Okay. The release thing.
Yeah.
Because I would love to do it with y'all.
Yeah, a lip service situation. Oh, yeah. All girl.
That's easy.
All female lip service watch party.
Okay, let's do it.
Lip service going to be there.
Thank you, Mason. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Of course, of course.
See y'all later.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Stephanie Santiago.
You got your boy Xavier in here. What's up?
I'm Simba. I'm Simba, man, from the Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Shout out to the Bay.
For sure. I've been wanting to get on y'all's show for a while.
How come no one told us?
I just feel like I wasn't at the level yet.
Oh, okay.
It took some time.
No, I actually saw him before Dave Chappelle was recording his intros for Donnell stand-up. And Simba was in the room, and he gave him the hugest shout-out. So how did y'all meet?
Dave, my dude, we actually, through one of my business partners up in the Bay, he worked close with Dave, and then he was down here in L.A. He was like, I'm about to be with Dave tonight. You should pull up. He like your freestyle. So when I came through, I'm just a charismatic motherfucker off rip. So when I came through, I start imitating him like, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Doing this, and then he started laughing, and it's just been cool ever since.
Yeah, that's
All right, well, are y'all ready to play a little game with us?
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, so you're going to pick.
Hold on, let's from shake it up.
Oh, shit.
And you got to answer let's whatever the question
is. About to try to turn me into freaky, man.
Do I look
especially
at it?
If you the goat in the bedroom.
That time I hooked up with someone's friend, family member.
Like the girl you was fucking, did you fuck her sister, her cousin, or something like that?
Her
mama.
Damn, that's crazy.
You did do
you
it.
You did.
I could tell.
I did. That's tough.
Tell
the story.
Got it. That's tough. Very quickly, tell the story.
All right. So look, this girl, she had this. She said she had this homeboy, and we used to chill, or whatever, when I was in high school. You know, like just we're chilling, like with everybody. You know what I'm saying? She just used to always like come on to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so like, one day we went to this party, and it was me and her. You know what I'm saying? She was chilling with me, but she also had a friend. You know what I'm saying? That was there too as a couple friends. So it was her, couple friends, and then her other cousin. And so, you know what I'm saying, with her cousin being there, her being there, they just, you know, they were just like all over me.
It went down.
Wait, so you had a threesome with her and her cousin?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's even better.
That's like incestuous.
That sounds like fun.
At least that wasn't behind the back.
Only if they're real sisters.
Who was better? Who was better, her or her cousin?
I think the cousin was better.
Oh, damn.
Was the cousin better because you didn't think you was going to be hitting the cousin?
I didn't think I was going to get nothing.
That's why I was better.
You feel me? I didn't think no one was going to go down.
Surprise is always good.
Damn.
Have you ever fantasized about someone else during sex?
Oh.
I know you have, Simba.
Hey, that's Dream a good doll. One.
Huh?
Dream doll.
Dream doll. Damn.
Yeah, shout out to my girl Dream Doll.
Yeah. All right, let's throw it out there. We fishing.
Yeah. Hey, that nigga
I didn't for sure been horny after the club and pulled up on some shit that I had easy access to and imagined another face.
Let me ask you this. So the girl, her face wasn't...
Nah, she was cool. I ain't about to hit nothing ugly.
Okay.
She just ain't look like Dream Doll.
Yeah.
It happens, right?
Nah, for sure.
You done hit some ugly... Yeah.
Nah, hell no.
Nah, we did some ugly shit for sure.
Yes, you have.
Everybody had
maybe
ugly
in the earlier days.
Probably not now. I'm picky though, bro.
Ever since I was a little nigga.
Man, you know rappers be hitting ugly shit. Look at all these niggas' first baby mamas.
That's true, but like me,
first baby mamas be ugly.
She gotta be top tier.
Oh my God.
For real.
We don't believe you. Now let me ask you this. Okay, so you had this whole conversation. You have a song called GOAT, right? Yeah. Now, do you think that you're a goat in the bedroom?
Yes.
Why?
Off the tequila. If I ain't off the tequila, you got like a good 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
Yeah.
That's very exact.
You can have a good time in 11 minutes.
Yeah, but off the tequila, we finna go at it. She might be sore in the morning.
But tequila is 45 minutes.
That might be 2 hours.
Oh, shit, 2 hours.
Especially don't let it be an out-of-towner night off the tequila, and this is experience.
Right.
Going up.
You think you're better in bed with a woman if you know her better? Like if y'all, you know, had sex a few times?
I don't think it matters, honestly.
My brother.
I think I'm fine regardless.
So you think I feel like the first time is never as good as it could be later.
Nah,
like once y'all know each other better.
Yeah, that's true.
Like could it be, can you have great sex but not get no head?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. It depends on the girl though. A lot of girls don't know how to have sex. They just be doing shit.
Right.
Just moving and shit. Like.
So what you like? What makes you feel like a girl knows how to have sex?
I think it's a process, right? And it's depending on the location you at. So we chilling in the crib. It's like, don't start fucking me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just start fucking you.
I think rhythm and sex is so important.
He needs to be like, smooth. Yeah. He needs to be romance.
He wants some foreplay.
Yeah, get me there.
I don't know all the foreplay shit. Yeah. That shit get weird
that
sometimes.
Is foreplay.
A back rub is foreplay. Okay. Anything that starts off the sexual experience is considered foreplay.
Okay.
He needs a back rub.
It just gotta be a back rub. It just gotta be something.
I feel like that's how you get it. I feel like that's how you get it popping, though.
Yeah.
You gotta do something.
That's how guys get slick when you haven't had sex with the back rub. They're like, oh, you know, let me rub your back.
That's how I pop it off.
So you know the panties are sliding off.
I don't even ask.
In my younger days, that was like the number one way for me to make a mistake.
I'll pop it off.
Like,
let me give you a massage.
I'll be like, okay.
You feel me?
Then all of a sudden we fucking.
Yep.
All of a sudden.
It could also be a conversation too. Like you could be talking to somebody and just like the conversation could be going so good, y'all could just start kissing and the shit just go down.
Right.
Okay, so you guys are kissers.
I wouldn't say all that.
You just said.
I kiss for sure, but I ain't just a kisser.
You ain't gonna see me in the club randomly just kissing somebody I just met.
Like, I ain't doing that. But if I rock with you and I've been fucking with you for a minute, I'm gonna for sure kiss.
Exactly.
You.
All right, they saying we gotta wrap, but I would love for y'all, when you have time and you're in New York, let us know.
Sure.
For sure.
And we'll do an official lip service sit down.
Yeah, I'm dropping a project in August, so. I'll make sure I come see y'all.
All right, so we'll see you soon then.
For sure.
Now we're here.
And shout out to y'all too.
Yeah, thank y'all.
For being women of color in this male-dominated business where they don't want to give y'all motherfucking credit. And y'all been holding this shit down consistently for years. So shout out to y'all as well.
Thank y'all.
That means a lot to us.
I do feel like people don't be giving us our credit.
Because we love having
some good interviews.
And a lot of bitches stole y'all style, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. But thank you for noticing that.
For sure.
That was a good ending. Thank y'all so much. We appreciate you. What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Rashad.
Yeah, I'm Troy. We are Earn Your Leisure, and we came to take over Lip Service. That's a fact.
Oh, yeah? All right, well, let's hear something then.
Officially.
They so nervous.
Pick a question. Let's go. You told us
pick a question.
3 months we were coming, and we finally made it.
That's
That's what he said.
Pick a question.
Shake the bowl. Shake the bowl.
Pick a question first.
All right, here we
go. What it says.
That's it. You got to answer it.
The nastiest thing I've ever done in the bedroom is.
I met his wife, by the way. I just feel bad asking him this.
He got the hard one.
The nastiest thing I've done?
Yep.
Damn.
So many.
I don't know.
You don't do anything nasty
in the
bedroom?
You got to answer the question.
A few toys, maybe here and there.
Okay.
Nothing crazy. We keep it classy.
So toys on you, like a cock ring?
No, never toys on me. Never toys on me. I still am a Jamaican man, so that's frowned upon. But definitely on my wife, for sure, yeah.
Okay, good.
We keep it classy, Ange.
No, I'm glad to see that. What about you, Rashad?
What's the first thing that attracts you to someone? That's an easy question.
What?
I mean, your face.
The face?
That's easy. You got to pick another one.
That time I embarrassed myself during sex.
Ooh, yeah, I know you've embarrassed yourself.
I don't really know. Like, I would say by accident, I might have said somebody's name wrong.
Ooh.
So that's an embarrassment.
Like, but you said the right name, you just said her name wrong?
No, I said somebody else's name.
All different name.
That,
he was fucking Jennifer and he said Lisa.
Damn.
Yeah, so what ended up happening?
It was an awkward moment. Awkward. And I'm just like, kind of.
Did she call you out?
One of these things where it was just like, you know, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, but I felt bad for Dilda.
Did you apologize?
No. You can't double down. You're just making it worse.
Did you go soft?
Act like it never happened.
Did you go soft?
Just gotta move forward.
Act like it never happened.
Act like it never happened.
I feel like you have to acknowledge it.
By acknowledging it, you're gonna make it deeper rabbit hole. If she didn't acknowledge it, why would I acknowledge it?
So she didn't acknowledge it.
She didn't acknowledge it. She acknowledged it like kind of like after with a facial expression, but not verbally.
Did she ever talk to you again after that?
Yeah, we spoke after that. Yeah.
Okay.
See?
All right, you're disrespectful.
You know women are forgiving.
So forgiving.
So who was the woman's name that you actually said?
It was like a romantic triangle situation. Like, so I was dating multiple people at one time. But this was
She knew of this person.
Do you change the sheets in between girls? Like, let's just say you have sex with a girl and then somebody else 2 days later, do you change the sheets?
No.
No.
No, I'll be honest with you.
He thought too long. I knew that was going to be a no.
She answered before he did.
Oh my God.
Dust off the sheet, hit the bag.
Shit like that.
What is that?
The lint roller.
You don't think that's disgusting?
No. You have to change the sheets.
Is it disgusting?
Well, I'm not doing that.
Who has time to do that every time?
I'm not doing that on a consistent basis.
Okay.
This might have been years ago, like one time a girl comes on Tuesday and Thursday. But it's not like, it's not a habitual habit.
I think if you have sex with... And you gotta change the sheets. You can't have somebody laying
and somebody else's juices, even if it's dried up.
Every time?
Yes.
Every single time though?
Yes,
absolutely. You gotta change that.
Now you don't. If you're having sex with the same person, then no, you don't have to do it every time. Right. But if you're bringing somebody else in, then definitely you should change.
There's
the sheets.
There's probably like pubic hair on the bed and stuff.
No,
for real.
First of all, it's shaved. So. No,
okay, so you manscaped.
No. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking. I do. But I'm talking about the girl.
Every woman you have sex with is clean.
Yeah,
pussy.
Yeah.
There's no hair. You don't like it, or
I just don't.
Is it preference?
I haven't seen that in a long time. So
okay.
It's not a popular trend.
Not popular right now.
So if you do come across a woman and you like her a whole lot, and you know y'all get ready to get into it, and the panties come off, and it's looking like Troy's beard. Is it a turn off for you?
Yeah.
That's too far. My beard wild.
Bam, chicken, wow, wow. It's like 70s porn. Bam, chicken, wow, wow.
It can't be like no afro. It gotta be neatly done if it's gonna be done. If it's not gonna be completely done, it's gotta be neatly done.
It gotta be bald.
What was life like for you guys in college when it came to women?
It was vibes.
Vibes?
Did you have money when you were in college? Like, were you?
I guess I had money relative to the time. I've always had a job, but I was always a relationship guy. Mm-hmm. So I was always like dating somebody.
Why do you think you were like that?
My parents. I watched my parents growing up. They've been married for 50 plus years. I just seen that growing up. You know, it's a lot easier. I think it was a lot easier because it was like I got to learn about women, right? Mm-hmm. I've been around them so long. I date somebody. I really get to learn the process. You get to explore and experience things, and then you bring it into a new relationship. So I was more relationship.
He's not a good guy. He's a great guy. He's amazing. He's actually a great guy.
I elevated this year.
Yeah, he's like the 1% of 1%.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because you know some people think that all men are this, all men, but you were never like that.
Nah, I broke the mold.
He was a good guy his whole life.
What about you, Rashad?
Vibes.
All men. All men. Rashad was all men.
Every time he says vibes, you know it's something.
Cool, that's cold. That's cold.
Nah, but you know, we just have fun. It's not like, I wouldn't say like a dog, but you know, you just have fun. Like, you just
live your life.
Catch the vibes.
Men of good character. That's what we are.
All right, now I want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Because College Hill Celebrity Edition is coming out.
I heard that.
So, Rashad, who would you want to be your roommate? Slim Thug, Ray J, or Lamar Odom, if you had to have a roommate?
I know Slim Thug personally, so I would go with him, but Ray J seems like he's a fun guy. Lamar Odom's dangerous. So I'm going to go with I'm gonna go with Slim Thug because he seemed like he calm. Yeah, Ray J got to come over on like one day a week. I can't.
Listen,
he's going to have
Ray
this shit
J,
crazy.
Y'all going to have parties in Ray J in your room. Y'all going to have parties every day.
You could be hooping with Lamar Odom.
Lamar.
And Thug is
y'all can hoop.
And Thug is player, but he seems to like that. He'll keep
some,
it
some
neat.
Chill shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
some chill
back.
Shit.
Yeah.
Some chill shit.
Troy, what about you? Slim Thug, Ray J, or Lamar Odom?
I'm definitely Ray J gonna be my roommate.
Turn up.
Yeah. You know, I like to have a good time.
Exact opposite.
I'm a people person.
Right.
Right. And so like I like to have a good time. I like to enjoy myself. I know he's gonna be wild. And so I know I'll be the balance that we need.
Okay.
Like, yo, bro.
Okay, Ray J, rein it in.
Yeah. Let's rein it in a little bit. Let's have fun. Let's rein it in a little bit. He's going to be my guy.
Okay.
Shout out to Ray. That's my guy.
Now, Rashad, on a first date, how much money should you spend?
On
average.
First date for me is like a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into like, you know, STK, something like that.
Woo! You got money.
So
we are the financial literacy
guys. Yeah, I mean, you know, we drinks and stuff like that. So I think, like 500, 300.
Wow. Okay.
That's average. Yeah,
now,
that's
what if she is like ordering shots of 1942?
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Even more.
Keep it. Fine. Okay.
Nice.
The vibes.
Nice vibes.
The vibes.
Yeah. You can't kill the vibes.
Okay.
So you got to keep the vibes going.
Now, what if she's like, oh, some of my friends are around too. They're going to stop by. Do you pay for everybody?
Yeah.
Nice.
Vibes.
Yeah, that's nice.
High character.
Vibes.
Vibes. There's no limit. There is no limit, right? Like, as long as you're having a good time, you pay what
there's no money. Limit on the vibes. I like
women
that.
Can't pay for anything around me.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, who wants to go shopping?
I'm just saying.
Angela, she knows. She ate with us before. You never you never pay for anything.
We would not allow Angela to pay for anything.
That's how Angela treats us. Whenever we go out to eat with Angela, she always pays for us. She's like, I got it.
Vibes.
Keep the vibes going, Ange.
No.
Troy, would you say it's cheaper to be married than it is to date?
It depends. My wife has expensive taste.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like we dating anyway, right?
Yeah.
If we were just because
she's bringing money to the table too, so that's the thing.
My thing is like, I want to make her happy. There's no cost to that,
right.
And so like, we still act like we dating. I take her out, we go places, we travel. I still get a nice gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we like to hear it. Vibes.
She made me buy a Chanel bag. She didn't tell y'all that. That was helpful.
I was like, here's a Chanel.
I said, oh, shit. I gotta get this bag.
I know this sales associate at Chanel.
I do. I got one in Chicago. I got one in Jersey. I got one in New York.
She was like, Troy, it's an asset. Look at the appreciation on them over the past 2 months.
Yeah.
I was like,
mm-hmm. It's an investment.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Now, what about you? You're single, right?
Single, yeah.
Okay. Double single?
There's only one type of single, but we...
You know, people be like, I'm single, but I'm seeing somebody.
Single.
No, I'm single.
Okay, you're single. So now what would it take for a woman to be like, okay, for you to be like, I want to be with her?
I feel like if somebody is just like all the way got it together and they taking care of you and you want to like take care of them, you really can't like say it's like a magical moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm waiting for that magical moment, but...
You think things have changed for you as you get older? You know how when you're younger, you was hooping in college and everything. And like you said, the face was the most important thing at first, right? The first thing that attracted you to somebody. But then do you think as you get older, like priorities change?
Yeah, for sure. The face attracts me, but it's not going to keep me.
Okay.
Like, I feel like there got to be substance. We got to have a conversation. And it's like little things. Like, I look for little things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to see if somebody is generous, if somebody's thoughtful, that means a lot to me. So that goes more than just looks.
Okay. What's your signs?
Pisces. We both Pisces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pisces are chill though.
Yeah, very.
Super chill.
Pisces, they're very loud in bed.
What a sign. Yeah. So we just
good men. Yeah.
He said, "True, you are."
I'm a good man.
Yeah, oh, no, I said all of very, the Pisces men I know are definitely.
I said
good
they're
men.
Very loud in bed. He said, "True."
Oh,
nah, I'm not loud in bed. No, I'm not.
I don't know that. You're quiet.
No, I'm not quiet, but I'm not like.
You got to turn up. You got to turn up.
Yeah, I ain't. Yeah,
I told you the tiger. Start roaring.
All right, Troy, we're gonna give you some homework.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Let's
we
do
need
it.
You to get loud in the bedroom.
See what happens?
Let out a grunt. Like, let out a grunt.
But the noise during sex is very important, though. I feel like men like to hear women talk.
We want to hear y'all, too.
Oh, yeah,
I want to hear myself. I turn myself on with my noises.
We can't
somebody
like,
can watch the kids for a night. You don't ever do that? Or go
if
get
I go to a hotel, yeah. That's a little different. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm talking on a daily basis.
At the house, man, you gotta keep it
up. Have you ever been loud in a hotel room and walked in the hallway and see people like
break the bed or some type of shit? Like,
banging the bed like up against the wall.
You can't get too loud, especially like in a hotel. Like,
but that's when you're supposed to.
The moan, yeah. The sexy moan. Yeah. Screaming, they'd be like, yo, you wilding. Like, you wilding.
From you
enjoy men that scream?
Yeah.
I'm my thing is like ultimate pleasure, right? So I'm more focused on making sure that my wife is pleasure. So that's the turn on for me. Like, I don't think she's waiting for me.
It turns her on to turn you on.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's why women like sucking dick because it's fun for me. I don't know about you.
I love sucking dick.
Fellatio.
It's my favorite thing.
Squirm a little bit because
we like it because you like it.
But do you like it or do you love it? It's too.
I love it.
I love it too.
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Damn.
See, that's the you don't know.
She loves it.
Love.
It gotta be passionate. If it's not passionate.
Yo, it's three. Love.
I like it.
No.
I like.
Love.
All right. Like.
How do you suck dick passionately?
I say love. I love.
You can passionately.
No, you can suck dick.
He had a moment just now.
Absolutely, you can passionately suck dick. Hell yeah.
She said two hand
treatment. Do you guys lose feeling in your legs?
Two hand treatment.
Do you guys lose the feeling in your legs when you come?
Lose the feeling in your legs?
No.
Yeah, that's happened before.
I've never lost the feelings in my legs.
Oh, yeah.
Your legs don't get so weak.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No. I ain't going to lie about that, for sure.
You might have given him a good
one. Yeah. That's when it's like, oh, shit. Like, that might be like a scream. Like, oh, what the
fuck? A little grunt. Come on. Like,
I'm paralyzed.
Oh, shit.
Paralyzed.
All right, well, look, guys, I know we're all here in the BET Radio Room working, so I'm going to let y'all get back to it because at some point you're going to come up to Lip Service and do a proper sit down.
I'm actually waiting for the invite, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you it's just coming. Work on making your legs give out.
We got to be on the leather couch. We need all that.
Yeah. I think that's pleather.
Next season, leather cows.
Yes.
We working on that.
Yeah. When they come, they'll buy it for us because they won't let us pay for nothing.
Right.
There you have it.
Earn your leisure,
Troy's going with his 80s drug dealer, Sergio Tatini. Yeah, I mean, inspired.
We real New York.
Vibes.
Real New York.
It's vibes.
All right, guys. Thank you for having
us.
Y'all.
Love y'all.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Big Slim.
Big Slim, you
done changed my name. I'm grown. Big Slim. What's good, ladies? How y'all doing? Y'all looking beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
He's such a gentleman, isn't he?
Always. Yeah, y'all DMs, though. That's genuine. You know, I be liking pictures and everything.
This is our guy right
thank
here.
Thank you. Yes. We appreciate you.
Listen, I saw, first of all, we're going to get this right out the way. I saw you did a sit-down interview with LaToya Luckett.
Right.
What was that call like for you to agree to do that?
Man, I didn't even know what it was, honestly, until I got there. But it was cool. You know, she cool. We still cool. So it wasn't a problem or nothing. You know, it ain't no issue. It was good. I had a good time.
It was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
Did you learn a lot about yourself and, like, things you didn't know before? Because sometimes when you talk to your ex, I actually had a conversation with my ex about, like, what he thought I did wrong. And then I told him what he did wrong.
Right.
Which is way bigger than my list.
It seemed like everybody had their own story. Like, everybody, when they tell their story, they put their own thing on it. You know what I'm saying? It don't even, but, you know, for the most part, it was accurate, you know, and, it was good to chop it up with her about it, you know, and really, like, get a clear understanding of how we both feel about it.
If you had to say there's, like, a common theme of things that you do in relationships that women say that you do this.
It is a common thing, like, selfish. And I don't feel like I'm selfish. Like, I get that from all the women. Like, it seems like they all say I'm selfish, but I feel like I'm the most giving person.
Uh-huh. Like, you don't get selfish vibes.
I'm not a big chick. Like, I ain't gonna bust down and just, you know.
Oh, that's why.
But, you know, like, we gonna do so much together that I feel like what I do, another dude ain't gonna even, like, I can spend more time probably with than a regular dude. You know, I could take you on them trips and we go out to eat every day like it's regular. You know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff. Yeah.
I feel like time is more important than gifts and
people,
things like that.
I guess
that.
It's love language, but you know, a lot of people don't value, they might not even value that everyday thing, you know.
Vixen, I'm so happy you said that because that just flashed me back.
What?
To everybody knows you're frugal.
Right.
And anybody who gets with you should know that. He used to bring his own bottles in the club.
We do all that. I don't do it no more. I don't even really drink that much.
No, but I just think about that.
For sure.
Because I remember one time he was in, I think in Atlanta, in the club, and he had thought about sending a bottle over, but instead he sent me one drink. He was like, you know what? He was
that's like, about right.
You did do that.
Still to this day, I don't believe in popping bottles. Like, first of all, I drank straight Don Julio Reposado on the rocks. I need two of them and we done. Like, outside of that, what we popping bottles for?
Especially in the club when they 1,000% more than what they cost in the store.
I've always thought that it just doesn't make sense.
But you know what? I've seen so many people go broke and I'm still here.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm the smart one. Like, it's like, and then I feel like I'm cooler because I get it done without that.
Right.
Like, if I don't have to spend $5,000 in the club and I still get the chick out your section who you got drunk, I feel like I really won.
You're
like,
definitely winning.
No, but you did. Right. You did win. Yes, you won.
And that's just how I move. I feel like if I can post up at the bar and have a good night, then I'm good.
Good time. Now you're going back to college.
I went back.
Well, that's right. So y'all filmed everything already. College. So talk to me about that experience of being in college with
It was something that I didn't expect to do. Like, they hit me like 3 or 4 days before they was actually doing it.
And, oh, wow.
I made a quick decision to do it. Didn't know who was going to be in the house or nothing. And, man, I ain't going to lie, I'm so happy I did do it, though. It was a different experience. You know, I'm just one of them people who, like, my homeboys with me is the same homeboys for, like, 20 years. My circle tight. I don't really, you know, interact with a lot of – I like high value, but I don't do too much. But to be in a house with different people, you know, and then these people who, you know, got names for themselves for way more than me, especially in this TV world, I'm like, what? So it was an experience, man. But I really enjoyed it. I ain't gonna lie, it was cool.
That's good to hear.
Did you feel like you learned a lot?
I can't wait to see it.
I learned how to deal with people. You know, like, it wasn't nothing bad or nothing, but you know, I just learned how to interact more with, you know, people. So it was good for me. I think I learned a lot from that.
What would you major in right now if you went to college?
Man, maybe law, man. I'm telling you, because I was a cold lawyer in the case we did. Wait till you see it. You
go, I can't wait to see it.
Me and Nene was on the same team.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Because
right.
She could argue.
Nene is the man. She's a queen.
Y'all would both make good lawyers.
Yeah.
Now, I got a flashback to when you did lip service before.
Right. So many times.
Which one?
Right.
Yeah. Remember when he said he didn't like head? He didn't like getting head. Has that changed?
Oh, on the live show.
I have to say that has changed a lot lately as I think about it. It is a normal procedure. Like, it has changed.
So you enjoy it.
It a lot more now.
And you enjoy doing it.
I ain't gonna lie, I haven't did it in so long.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I swear, man. Like, I haven't did it. All my kids, I haven't did it in so long. It's like, I don't even kiss, though, like, a lot. Like,
well, that's maybe
so
where the
no lip.
That might be what's giving selfish.
Yeah. That's giving selfish
maybe.
Vibes.
Like, that's giving selfish
big
vibes.
Maybe. I mean,
like, it's like, you know, a lot of the times, you know, I need therapy. But, you know, at the same time, like, who do I talk to as Slim Thug? Like, if I talk to a regular therapist, the stuff we gonna talk about, they gonna be like, "What? They ain't gonna understand it." Like,
well,
how they gonna,
I don't know that that's true because
that's
they're supposed
what, that's
to.
What I'm, yeah, y'all need to touch on. You know, I tune in every morning, but y'all need to find men like me or thug guys more therapists. When y'all say go to therapy, we figure we can't talk to no regular person.
But legally, it's not like they're gonna say anything to anybody.
It ain't about
else.
That.
It's all confidential.
It ain't about what them saying. It's just about them understanding.
Yeah, you want somebody.
If he a regular dude who body count maybe 10 his whole life, how you gonna understand?
All right, regular dudes fuck a lot of chicks. You would be surprised. It don't
I'm
matter
just
where you work.
A therapist, like, you know, it's like
you just might fuck like really bad chicks.
Right.
It's just a different level.
Right.
But they fucking, trust
nah,
me.
Nah, I know. But it's just like, when I think about that, I'd be like, man, can I really talk to somebody? Really? But yeah, man.
What are some things you feel like you're struggling with?
I ain't struggling at all. It's just, I'm just coming from a survivor situation. Mm-hmm. And I come from a rapper background to where we was wilding. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking for love. I was just trying to, you know, so I need to connect with women. I don't trust women.
Really?
You did have some issues, though. I remember that whole real estate situation.
I still don't trust women, and that's one of my biggest issues.
Right. Yeah. You probably need, it might also be the kind of women that you're attracted to.
It could be. It's just like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why it's hard for me to trust a woman. Like, even with kissing a woman, I'd be like, who you been messing, you know?
But then you got to think about things you did too, right? Everybody has a past, and nobody would be where they are right now without their past.
Big facts.
And that can't really matter.
I mean, really, like, currently, I ain't really tripping on your past. I'm talking about, like, why we kicking it, you know, like, where you just come from type of. Y'all seen that meme come around? It was something this lady said. This lip service. It was a lady on Instagram today. Said, not today. It was the other day I seen. She said, one day I left the house and came back and my dude wanted to give me head and he gave me head and he said it tasted good. And that's what type of women.
I felt like I know it's going left after that.
You seen
it
that?
It tastes good and he really was tasting somebody else.
Right.
That's like, disgusting.
That's the type of women we dealing with these days. So
y'all
like,
men do the same thing.
Right, but I don't know. That's why I don't kiss, though.
That is a terrible reason not to kiss. But you're right, though. Up. We can't help you here today, but we want to make sure you...
Right.
Right.
We want to make sure you... Because honestly, like, I think you could be an amazing person for somebody.
You've been through
everything. You just need somebody that's, like, on that level. And I also feel like people have been through a lot, like you have, that, you know, you ready... You done been through it all, so you ready to settle down.
I'm so chill. I'm going to sleep at 10 o'clock. Like, I ain't even interested in a lot of extra. Like, I just want to do the chill. Yeah. So I believe that, too, but...
You might need somebody to hook you up with somebody. That's what you need. You need a reference.
Maybe. Y'all
like,
got
be
me?
Like, I think I might have a couple of nice girls for Big Slim. But we're going to need you to, you know, kiss... Hey.
We should make that a lip service episode. Yeah. Like, make it like a dating show for you.
Let's do it.
Lip service.
And we should have him like.
I feel
know.
Like that's thirsty of me though to be.
No, because
these are going to be people that we vet.
All right.
Yeah.
Ahead of time.
It's not going to be no random.
Yeah, for fun.
We'll do
it. And you know anything could happen, and then we'll come to the wedding.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And we know you're going to have a prenup, but that's fine.
For sure. For sure. Facts.
All right. Well, Big Slim.
She got her own bag.
Then you could just
then y'all can
balance out.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you always. You know, you're one of our favorites.
Man, thank y'all, man. I'm a big fan. You know, y'all still doing y'all thing. I love the show. Keep
we're a big fan of yours.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. We are a big fan of yours.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Dream Doll.
You hey know, when girl. You first of all, looking all tan.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you look good.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm addicted to y'all show. I watch all y'all shit.
You
I would see the clips. I'm like, oh, let me watch that whole thing. Yeah, I watch the Ruby Rose.
Thank
I watch
you.
It with, what's that guy's name? His name's already KK.
Oh, Kaylin, for real, for
yeah,
real?
Yeah, for real, for
real. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Did you see the one where we had the male dominatrix?
And it was another one where y'all had a flan. Who was it? A
flogging.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. No, that was a crazy episode.
And I feel like you'd be engaging in that type of activity,
yeah,
a little flogging.
You know, I'm here for that. We'll laugh.
But look, and I just want to say we are so proud of everything that you've been doing.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Just the music.
Still grinding.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, though, because I feel like everybody want to work with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to work with anybody. I'm still figuring shit out just like everybody else.
I know. I saw, French Montana, Fabio
Foreign. Oh, yeah,
Foreign,
French Montana, Fabio.
King Chris, like, everybody is working with you right now. I feel like you could get anyone on the line and be like, what's
good?
Yeah, you
know, that's how I want it to be. I want to be like, you want a little bit of New York? Come over to my corner.
You want a little Cabo?
Come to my corner.
So were you on just a vacation? Because we need that sometimes.
Something like that. Would it be in front?
A vacation.
Okay.
Okay.
We need that sometimes, too.
We need those all the time.
Necessary.
Yeah, but it was nice.
I'm happy for you.
No, thank you. I'm happy, too.
Yeah. And you were on College Hill. And I feel like how long did you have to tape that?
Girl, I moved to Houston for 30 days. That's okay. One.
Yeah.
So adapting to other states is hard for me. So I lived in a house with 8 other celebrities, and but it was a great experience. Like, we really went to school, we really had midterms, we really had projects due. Like, it was lit, though.
What would you say if you were gonna major in something, if you went to school now, it would be?
My favorite subject was biology.
Mm. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
Like, I love science.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Brains
my little chemist, a little bit of that.
Brains a little
beauty.
Chemistry, brains a little biology.
Okay. Yeah, that was it. You know,
all
vibe.
Right, so it's safe to say vacation means you are booed up. So you're taken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, because we had somebody on here who was like, it was Simba that said it. He's right. Okay.
Oh.
It was Simba. We were asking him if he ever thinks about anybody else during sex.
It was,
he said,
it was,
yes.
It was his question out the bowl.
Yeah, out the bowl. Am I going to get a question out the bowl?
Yes, you are. I'm going to get a question out the bowl.
And he said, dream doll.
Yeah, he said he saw your face.
Too late.
He had to because the other face
shout
wasn't good.
You see your face, girl.
This is what my sex... my sex moan sounds like.
All right, let's take it back to Cabo.
You feel me? Ay, papi. Listen, I don't speak Spanish, but I'm using ay, papi. Tú no tienes nada. Clávala.
How did you do that?
Clávala, clávala, clávala. But you know what? I don't speak Spanish, but it sounds so fucking sexy.
It sounds
sexy.
When I'm having sex, and Spanish is good, yes.
Yeah,
and I don't speak Spanish.
The best part about
it, it probably drives the guys crazy.
Right.
I'm going to try that. Teach me some words.
I got you. I will.
Okay. You're from New York, I feel like you got to know a little Spanish.
Right. Come on. Especially from the Bronx.
Yeah. You got to go get your hair done, too. And you know, and everywhere I go, people talk to me in Spanish.
Right.
Wow.
Especially in school, that was one of our subjects, like Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
Seis.
You feel me? Hola. Like, you get it? Stop playing.
So what else does Dream Doll have going on? Because I know you're an entrepreneur as well.
Yes. College Hill is about to come out. I got Roll Aloud coming up. I'm performing at Essence Fest. It's my first time. And I'm sitting on a panel.
Which panel?
I don't know, but I know I am.
Well, I'm going to be at the Superdome hosting every night at Essence Fest.
Is it Coca-Cola? It's Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. But it's my first panel, so I'm excited.
That's really good. Congratulations.
Yeah. I could see you talk. So what's your panel about?
I don't know, but I'm told. I'm going
to
say whatever's on top
of
my head.
When you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Okay? I'm ready for any question.
And what about purchasing a home and everything?
Oh, no, I purchased a home. My house should be done in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yes. Nice.
Wow. I bought a house in November in Jersey and renovated the whole thing, gutted it out from head to toe. So it was... It's a headache dealing with different construction workers. It's very fucking.
But in 2 weeks, it's gonna feel good.
But in 2 weeks, it's gonna be done, and I'm literally designed my dream home. Like everything is perfect.
Oh,
so,
that's dope.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's so important for me to be living in a nice house.
But I don't know if I'm ready to live in a house. I'm gonna need somebody to stay with me probably for about a good 2 months because I'm not used to being.
But we know some volunteers.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, we
need some company.
Somebody come stay with Dream Doll.
Right.
What are the ground rules now that you're in a relationship? Like, what are some things you can't do anymore that you used to be able to do?
I really be chilling, though.
But, you know, sometimes just taking pictures with certain people.
No, I mean.
You got to check in every night. Like, what's the rules for you?
See, I'm like a comfy person. Like, I'm like, I love sleeping on the phone. Like, I love stuff like that. Like, keep checking on me. Don't FaceTime me at all times.
Attention is important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
So just keep me happy and we don't got nothing to worry
about.
Stay
consistent.
Consistency is the key.
Yes.
Communication is the key.
Mm-hmm.
The falling asleep on the phone is cute.
I love that.
I love that too.
But I'd be like, all right, I got to go.
Sorry, baby.
That's okay.
But you know, my dad, when I wake up, my phone dead and it'd be like,
you got to put it on the charger. You need an earpiece so you could have the phone plugged in.
Okay. Phone be hot.
Well, look, Dream Doll, I'm going to see you at Essence.
Yes, I'm going to see you.
There,
y'all going to be there?
So we're going to hang.
No.
I'm not going to be there.
Well, I'm glad to see y'all here, and I love that lip service is growing.
Thank I love you. That you've been supportive from the beginning.
I've been riding with y'all, you know. What about our live show we was going to do?
When you're ready, you let us know. And
okay, let's make the project come out so we got a lot of
I think that could be your
release. We could do a live performance, too. We're going to go big, okay?
That'll be a first.
I feel like we should have first a girls-only event with a male review show and then open it up after that and have a real party. But we should have first.
You gave me that pussy pump you gave me,
yes.
Too.
Did you use it?
Lit.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God, I'm so
I'm gonna
happy.
Be back for some new. So y'all gonna put me on something new, you know?
We got you.
Okay.
All right, we gotta get you your own pussy pump now.
Okay.
We gotta get you a brand endorsement deal. All right, well, Dream Doll, thank you so much. And again, you know, anything you do, we got your back.
I appreciate y'all.
Always.
All right, lip service.